Yeah.
You know,
even if they have no involvement, it's just like Facebook, because that's where it is.
We'll call the regular city council meeting of February 11th to order. Please call roll.
Brownson?
Here.
Mallory?
Here.
Temple?
Here.
Kuchar?
Here.
Rabb?
Here.
Johnston?
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll move into public comments. This is a time for the public to address council on any topic that's not on the agenda. People wishing to address council should come to the podium and introduce themselves. Comments should be addressed to the mayor and council, not to staff or other members of the public. Anyone wish to comment? If not, we'll move on. Approval of agenda and receive and file all communications.
I make the motion to approve the agenda.
Second. Motion by Councilman Rabb, second by Councilman Mallory to approve the agenda and receive and file all communications. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of prior meeting minutes. Regular City Council meeting January 28th, 2020.
I'd like to propose an amendment under the City Clerk's and Treasurer's comments. We discussed the resignation letter by Councilman Kukowski and the timeline for appointing a replacement. I think it would be nice to have what that timeline is in the meeting minutes, like, you know, Council will have to visit this in 30 days or whatever it is. I think just having that timeline in there would be important.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make a motion with the amendments to the minutes.
I'll second.
Motion by Councilwoman Rabb, and seconded by Councilman Johnston to approve regular City Council meeting minutes of January 28th, 2020, as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any questions about the department boards and commissions reports? If not, we'll move on to bills and disbursements. Prepaid bills and disbursements for the month of January 2020. Any questions?
I have a question about number 31, the master plan improvements and system study for the wastewater treatment plant. This isn't the first invoice we've paid, correct? We've already paid some towards this.
We have not. This is our first invoice to Hubble, Roth, and Clark, and this invoice actually spanned from April to the end of November, which is why part of why you see that such a large expense, because they hadn't invoiced us for a number of months.
Gotcha. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yes?
Just one question on number 54 for paving and that. Now, that's something that was done last fall, right?
It was done in the fall. It was when they fixed the bridge over on First Street and then when they repaved behind the post office. And for whatever reason, that invoice was late getting to me.
Oh, okay. That's unusual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a question on number 59, the 6th Street Sanitary Sewer Final.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just for the sewer itself? Like, I know we're still going to have some paving in the spring. I'm guessing that's going to be separate.
Correct. That was the retainage for just the sewer side of the work.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
No other questions?
Make a motion to approve the prepaid bills and disbursements for the month of January 2020.
Second.
Motion motion by Councilman Mallory, seconded by Councilwoman Rand, to approve the prepaid bills and disbursements for the month of January 2020 in the amount of $689,430.26. Please call the roll.
Kuchar?
Yes.
Rabb?
Yes.
Johnston?
Yes.
Bronson?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Temple?
Yes.
Unpaid bills and disbursements for the month of January 2020. Any questions?
Number 19, Gordy Frazier, for the refurbishment plan, the North Street reconstruction. Is that a final bill, or are we expecting more invoices?
It was not noted as a final bill, so depending on what engineering services they are still working on,
okay,
there could be more bills.
Okay. I guess I'll keep going unless somebody interrupts me. I just have a couple more. Number 21, the extended computer security, is that for all city offices or just the administrator's office?
That was for the computers here in our office. We had one that was up to date, but they were no longer supporting the Windows version that we had, so we had to extend that for another year so that we can work on replacing those computers.
Do all of our city offices work on different IT systems?
Well, we're all in the same network. I don't know about the other locations.
Okay, so like wastewater's got their own thing. Police have their own thing.
That I don't know.
Okay. I'll ask Tom about that sometime.
Yeah, he would probably know more.
And then number 42, that Verizon Wireless bill, who does that cover? Assuming it's a cell phone?
Yes, that would be DPW. Well, it's not just cell phones. It's DPW, police, DDA, and trying to think if there's one more. There's several. I think there's about 8 phone numbers on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap for you.
Yeah, I think most of them are just, like most of the numbers only have really minimal charges, like $1 a month sort of thing, and then we have like 3 cell phones that have, you know, $40 to $50 a month charges.
Are those assigned to specific people or? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Number 19 on these bills, and then number 31 on the first amount of bills, is there some duplication of water waste treatment stuff there?
Oh, Hubble, Roth, and Clark, and then Gordy Frazier. Gordy Frazier was the one that was initially working on the wastewater master plan improvement in conjunction with Hubble, Roth, and Clark, so there is some cross there with the two companies both working on it.
Are they both going to continue?
I believe Gordy Frazier should be wrapping up and Hubble, Roth, and Clark will be taking over.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? If not,
I'll make a motion to approve the unpaid bills and disbursements for January
29, 2020.
I'll second.
Motion by Councilwoman Rand, seconded by Councilwoman Johnson, to approve the unpaid bills and disbursements for the month of January 2020 in the amount of $49,396.84. Please call roll.
Rand?
Yes.
Johnston?
Yes.
Bronson?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Temple?
Yes.
Kuchar?
Yes.
And we'll move on to general business. This is a consideration to schedule a public hearing for March 10, 2020 for a commercial rehabilitation tax exemption for 409 and 411 North Main Street, pursuant to Public Act 210 of 2005.
We did have a request to set the public hearing. The building across the street that Chad Sokolovich had purchased on land contract, Elliot and Sangsters have purchased that, and they're working with the MEDC so for some grant funding. I believe they're looking at retail, which is typical of MEDC, to do the retail space down below with the apartments above. So I don't have an official application for that. And I don't have much more information beyond that. I was hoping Greg Elliott was going to be here tonight, but they're looking for a tax exemption for depending on what they put into that building.
So tonight we're just being asked to schedule the public hearing for March, at which point we'll get more information.
Correct.
And this is the including the bunny wall, right, somewhere in the rehabilitation?
I don't know what the long-term plan for that. The bunny wall technically, per the survey, belongs to the city. So unless we were to deed that, and I don't know if that's been part of the discussion or not.
Okay. Well, I will move to schedule the public hearing for March 10th as presented in item 9A.
Second. Okay.
Motion by Councilwoman Johnson, second by Councilwoman Rabb, to schedule a public hearing for March 10, 2020. Please call roll.
Johnston?
Yes.
Bronson?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Temple?
Yes.
Kuchar?
Yes.
Rabb?
Yes.
All right, the next two items, there's no action at this time. Drafts are available on the table back
Correct.
There. Are these on the website also?
They're not on the website. We do have electronic versions. We can get them added to the website.
Okay.
And if anybody needs a copy of it, they can email us. We can email copies to them as
Right.
well.
And so this is the language for the public hearing that's scheduled for the 24th.
Like that.
Good. Thank you. All right. City clerks and treasurers comments.
Well, I have your revenue and expense by fund as of the end of January. If anyone has any questions on that, Tom did provide you with the March Board of Review calendar, just as a reminder for everybody, the dates and times for all of that information. If you have any questions, you can reach out to Tom. He should be back in the office Thursday afternoon or Friday morning.
And so we have an organizational meeting and then a 8-hour session.
Yeah. Okay. So next organizational meeting.
I think it's on the 3rd. And we just
it's like usually they're 15, 20-minute meetings.
Right.
That's when the assessor presents the role and basically the agenda for the upcoming appeals meetings. Then the appeals meetings when taxpayers come in. I will not be able to be in any of those, just so you know.
Okay, I'll let Tom know.
So we'll have to do the same. It's just kind of a nature of my job now. So.
And do we need a majority for that? Because
yeah.
I can be in all of them except when the 11th.
We have to have
four.
And since the mayor pro tem is not going to be here, we'll have to appoint someone. The mayor cannot be the chair of the board of review, so someone on the council will have to be selected.
Question: are we entertaining letters of interest for the vacant council position? Is that happening on the 25th, I believe, was the date?
I need the letter of interest and qualification by the 19th per what we've published,
mm-hmm.
and then with the appointment to be made on the 25th. To
so
date, I have not received any.
Okay.
And we have to make a selection that night. We have 30 days from
the date of resignation.
Right. To make an appointment. So whoever gets appointed is going to jump right into
mm-hmm.
board review.
Head first.
And also, board of review is our public meetings, and the last couple of times I've asked council if there are in-depth subjects they would like to discuss since we're here for 2 days together. If you want to send me an email and we can sort of have a loose agenda when we have time when we're not dealing with what we're supposed to, what's on the board of review, we can discuss that other stuff in general. And being with the quorum. So it's one of the opportunities that we have to spend some time to really talk about stuff. All right, if there's nothing else, we'll move on to committee updates.
DDA.
DDA.
Do you want me to start?
Yes, you might as well.
Okay. Okay, that'll work. Kind of the big thing I thought that happened was Councilman Lang is the head of the events committee, which is one of the several committees we had, and he decided to step down from that. He had a lot going, said he just wasn't going to work. So we do need someone to step up and take over the events for the year to be the chair of that committee. Mayor Bronson did a presentation on TIF just for the DDA board members' information. And just, you know, there's a lot of people who kind of didn't really understand what the TIF is and how it worked. So they were educated. There was a couple businesses that made the match on Maine, which is it's a grant. Hyde North and Stormy Chrome or Lark Theater were in on this round, and I'm not sure what, do you know when the next round is for that? There's another one.
They submitted the applications and hasn't decided whether they've been awarded yet.
Gotcha. Okay. We made a decision on the Wi-Fi canopy for the, we were going to do Wi-Fi canopy, but we decided for Washington Park was going to be a Wi-Fi free zone. There were some people that said they had health issues due to that, and so we said Washington Park, you know, that's fair. That would be a good spot to do that. There's, you know, of course, anywhere you go downtown, anywhere else, there's Wi-Fi. There's nothing you can do about it. So we thought that was a good spot. We approved the Main Street DDA director roles and responsibilities. We kind of went through that. And we were talking about hiring a part-time employee to help Kirsten out. And kind of the rules we went with were we were going to hire someone for 6 months and up to 20 hours a week to cover what she's not able to do right now. And as far as the pay, we're just going to kind of see what kind of candidates we get at this point.
But it won't exceed what our budget amount is.
That's right. Yep. We have a budget amount.
And that job ad is in the paper now, I saw it today. Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Yeah, something else you want to add?
Just a couple things. That job ad is advertised. I think it closes the 24th.
Yes.
And there's a small subcommittee of the board who will be interviewing candidates for that position. Also, tomorrow I'm working with another subcommittee of the DDA on budgeting for the DDA. With this change, adding the Main Street program in, this is not something they've had to do before. Usually the budget came from the city manager. And so now they're starting, where they're having to map that out, their budget, have a plan, and I think you're going to help out with that.
I provided some information. We were working off of the fund development plan, right, which is pretty much how Kirsten and I developed the budget last year, was with the fund development, taking into account what we already knew.
Right.
Yeah.
And now the Main Street DDA board has a treasurer. That's a new position that was created. And so that person will be involved in that too. So a lot of changes coming in this first year of the Main Street program. That's all I have to add. And Diane, you went to the first?
I went to my first CCE 911 board meeting, which is CCE is Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Emmett County, and we haven't had a representative from Sheboygan on that board for a couple of years now since Winnie, and I'm not sure when, how long ago that was, but it was, the meeting I attended was actually a special meeting because they're putting in a new software system, and so they had to act on it quickly, and they talked a lot about the 911 outage that took place probably in the middle of the night that most people didn't know about, but it went from Wayne County all the way up. And so they're looking at the company they're dealing with as far as backup. They're feeling like they're being held hostage because it's the only game in town right now. So, you know, it was a very interesting meeting, and I'm looking forward to attending more of those in the future. The other meeting is the Historic Resources Commission meeting, and you all received documents from their December meeting, but I met with Mary Hebert just the other day, and what they are really looking to do at this point is trying to measure out whether the community sees a value in putting in money and effort to restore the historic properties that we have in the city, which are several, and what they are hoping to do is, with the blessing of the council, is see if they can't find, you know, X number of people to donate X number of dollars, a one-time only, and then they could hire someone to do grant writing and project planning, which we as a city would love to have, but it's a money issue, so they're going to see if they can't raise the money to hire a consultant to do some of the grant. There's a lot of money available out there for historic preservation, and that's what they're looking to do without putting any extra burden on the city as far as cost.
Great.
Okay. Rec Commission is going to meet next week. I haven't heard recently about a code enforcement committee meeting. I will shoot Tom an email and see if we have one on the agenda soon. And organizational analysis, I think we're going to try and meet for the next council meeting.
Is that all of our committees?
I think so.
All right. Thank you. We'll move on to messages and communications from mayor and council members. Nick, I'll start with you.
I don't really have much unless you want me to discuss that. I don't think it's pertinent at this point. So. No, I'm good. Thanks.
All right.
Go
ahead.
No.
Good. Sarah?
No, I am good also.
All right.
Nope.
The only thing I would like to say is, you know, the DDA Main Street thing is a real important piece that the city got involved in, and the most recent information I have is that Kirsten is in the hospital and her numbers are looking very, very poor, and I think that we're doing the right thing in terms of looking for somebody to help her in terms of the responsibilities that executive director for Main Street demands. My feeling is that we need to let her get well and focus on her health, mm-hmm. and let somebody else step in and pick up the ball, because she really needs to just focus on getting well. That's all.
And that's a consensus of the DDA board.
I think so, too.
That, why they moved ahead with hiring this person.
Yeah.
All right, I have nothing to add.
It's a new record.
A new record?
See, Tom's not here, that's why.
That's recorded, what she just said.
Did I?
All right. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you all.
Oh my God.